Hey guys, welcome to Podcast on Wheel. Today we've got a guy here who is a true friend of mine. I've known Mr. Holden for a couple years now, it feels like. And, you know, he has set the tone for this group that I've been able to join. And I'm very excited to have you here today, Mr. Holden and Brian. You know, we're both Brian and he spells his name the right way. So that put us together. So, Brian, what prompted you to make a change in your life to do something here?
Yeah.
So,
well, I've always had a hustler's mentality. I mean, whether that was in the streets when I was younger, I know I don't look like that, but it's why it worked.
Right.
And, you know, then I did my photo and video stuff for a few years. And ironically, I have a camera tattoo on my forearm that I got in Asheville.
Nice.
And that's where we are now. So I did that for a few years. I toured with bands doing photo and video stuff. And then COVID happened. And I was pretty much as non-essential as it gets,
right,
you know, as a cameraman. And then, ironically, my last gig I did was a St. Paddy's Day photo thing at a club, which was my now fiance's 21st birthday. So I met her through a picture I took, and then we matched on Tinder like 3 days later.
Nice.
And everything kind of crashed after that, you know. So I was doing construction and working at the Fresh Market and just trying to do what I could do to make it happen, you know, because there's no other option. Like, I didn't know what else to do besides keep fighting for it.
Right.
And I remember sitting out there with a can of soup and a pack of crackers in my overalls thinking it's not always going to be like this.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to start crying already.
Well, tell us.
I don't know.
How old were you when that kind of hit you? Because you're a young man. I mean,
I'm 29. So I was 25 when that happened.
25.
That can of soup thing happened in September. I met my upline for my practice business through a mutual friend. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I've got no idea what an underwriter is, let alone life insurance. Like, I don't know what, but
yeah.
Sure. Like,
yeah.
I need something else.
Right.
And so I got into it. You know, I was running in-home appointments for 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we had one car. Hannah was at home by herself, pregnant. And it was just a lot because I was so far from home, you never know what's going to happen. And I mean, I drove to Asheville from Chattanooga several times for daytime appointments. That's 6 hours round trip, just not even counting my no shows and everything else.
Right.
So I got tired of it, long story short. And then I started working from home because I was like, these people don't want me in their house. Let's just do it over the phone. And that was simplifying the process a little bit. And it just wasn't what I wanted it to be. I don't like people say you can either have money or you can have time. And I was like, there's got to be a way to have a little bit of both. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can make all the money in the world that you want. But if you don't have the time to spend it with the people you love, then who cares? You can have all the time you want, but you ain't got any money to do anything. It's just the opposite
right.
end of the stick,
right.
you know? So I was going to get out of insurance. And then that was Valentine's, or actually, I added Mike Curry last week of last year. So,
okay.
I mean, I haven't even been at Benzie for a year. My first day was Valentine's Day. So it's 2 weeks from now. And then I didn't know anything about health insurance as much as I know anything about life insurance, you know? And then I just kind of, the pieces fell together. I don't know. Like, I started looking into it and I was like, well, there's not as many chargebacks, which was my biggest killer.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking to small business owners. So talking to people who have money and understand things cost money.
Right.
And everybody has to have health insurance. Life insurance is a want, but at the end of the day, you're paying for something you're never going to see the benefit of. Right. Especially selling final expense, people who are usually on disability and don't make a lot of money. And it's not ethical to me to sell somebody something that's $100 a month and they make $800 a month.
Right.
It just doesn't make sense.
Right.
So that's when I found Benzie and I was like, all right, I'm going to give this one last go. And then.
Thank God you did, right?
Here we are, buddy.
Oh, man. So you got into this almost a year now, right?
Yeah.
And I think it was January, February when you were getting in, you called me a couple times and I'm going, okay, that sounds too good to be true in a way. Like you're going to get me in touch with small business owners that have money, that understand things cost money,
mm-hmm.
that are taking care of their families, that are doing things that you're already doing and I'm trying to do for my family. And now we can help them
yeah.
help people
all from home.
Wow. Wow. So What's a typical day for you? Because now you have a team, you're running, and you're still on the phones, you're still selling, you're still doing everything,
yeah.
right? So what's a typical day in the life of Mr. Holden?
Kind of varies. So, I mean, I have a 2-year-old, right? She's in a private school now. Wow. And my fiance doesn't work. She's retired. I'm about to be 25. So that's cool.
Yeah.
You know, I just hired my mom as my admin. Wow. So that means a lot to me. I don't know, man. Like, my day to day, take Ivy to school, drop her off at 8. I go to the gym. I know it don't look like it until about 9:30.
Right.
Go home. I'm a creature of habit. I got a 2 egg and cheese burrito. Okay. And smoothie, take a shower, sit down by about 9:45, 10 o'clock, open up our Zoom channel, mm-hmm. say my hellos, and just kind of start. Then people don't believe me, but I've got no system to the madness. Like, I just show up and do it as it comes. And that works for me, because the cream rises to the top, I guess you could say. So the bigger tasks will make their way or make themselves more evident throughout the day.
Right.
So you just fight that off and get the little stuff done as you go. But yeah, I mean, I'm still in the trenches. You know, Nathan Schmidt, our CEO, I was talking to him because I wanted to get out of the field to build. And he was like, well, don't do that until you can replace your income. And since you have the highest income at Benzie, that's going to be hard to do. And I was like, well, that makes sense. So, you know, I try to focus on building now, but our team at a point, and like you and Courtney are prime examples of this, I don't have to teach y'all how to sell anymore, because right. our team is at a place where y'all know how to sell. I just got to keep camaraderie up. I just got to check in and make sure you're good. Make sure you don't need anything, whatever, because that's where we're at now. Because the people that work with us because they want to work with us. In our group, we don't bring on people we don't want to work with. If I got to see your face for 30 hours a week, I need to like your face at least a little bit.
Right.
And it works, because I hire people I've got mutual interests with, which then spider webs into everybody else on the team. And so we just have a great thing going. I mean, I was talking to Jared Free, one of our other agents, the other day, and it was like, feels like we're going to see our cousins we get to see once a year. Yeah. You know, it's like we're just one big family.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, my day to day is doing what I need to do so I can do what I want to do.
I love it.
I have that written on my wall, and it's because I've got money and time. Now, yeah, that's what I was saying a few minutes ago. Now, Fridays are my golf day or whatever else I want to do. And now that I know my seasons of the health insurance, I will work every day, October through the end of December, because of open enrollment. So then I can take time off during the slow season now, you know? So, yeah, long-winded answer, but...
No, it's a great answer. Life. It's a great answer, because as a business owner like you, and thankful to be a part of this team, you never know what might be coming through the pipeline that day. You don't know what calls and who's going to answer and how long this is going to be. So that is a very honest answer.
Yeah.
Because if somebody says that they do everything the same every day when they're on the phone with people, you can't control whether they answer. You can't control what emails, what is happening. And not to mention, how many people do you have on the team? Is it 20 plus?
I mean, we've got about 25 active riders.
Wow.
So the cool part about that is our agent retentiency is higher than any other agency in any insurance that I know, because in May, we did 384,000 with 25 people.
Okay.
Well, in December, 22 of those same 25 were with us when we hit 1 million.
Three times.
Yeah.
Tripled the income.
But the same people.
22 of the 25 people. Yeah.
That's saying something.
That's saying a lot.
Because not only do the people believe in Benzie and the product, but they believe in me and they believe in themselves.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, you have to have all of those things come together or it's not going to work. It's a machine.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you believe in yourself, but you don't believe in the product, well, go sell something else.
Yeah.
You know, but this is a perfect storm. Andrew and Nathan have done a great job of taking the pros and the cons and turning it into one good experience. Mm-hmm. And our agents are profitable. Agents are having fun, and we're living the life that we want to live.
Here at Smith Financial Services, we take care of small business owners, 1099 contract workers, and their families. We know insurance can be rough if you're a small business owner, so we are here to make things easy. Visit our website, smithfinancial.services, to learn more.
The takeaways as you had at the end of your presentation today, and I love seeing takeaways and things, but my takeaway from this is, when I ask you about the day in the life of Mr. Holden, one of the first things you said is taking your daughter to school.
Yeah.
If you were working the construction, could you take your daughter to school?
No, nor could I pick her up, or nor could I see her in the afternoon.
Right. And today, right before you came in here, what were you doing?
Well, we were in the pool. That's why I was late.
So we start a few minutes late, but hey, I love that.
Yeah.
You got your kid and your priorities, man. So what type of future do you see? Is there a 3, 5, 10 year plan for you, or what are you?
Well, yeah, actually. So I recently am at a financial place now where I hired a financial planner.
Okay.
Got a 10 year goal to retire.
Okay.
You know, to me, retiring doesn't mean not working. Right. I enjoy working.
Right.
The retirement to me means doing what I want to when I want to, which I can basically do now, but on a more lenient, sure, bigger scale. But, you know, the goal for our insurance agency, for so many people, insurance seems to be the destination. Right. And it's not. Insurance to be the vehicle that gets you there, mm-hmm, right? So, like, I don't want our group to just sell insurance for a few years and fizzle out. I want our group to have enough trust in each other to where we can venture into real estate, flipping houses, car dealerships. Mm-hmm. You know about that.
Yeah.
Like, learning to use our money to make more money, which is just going to make us even stronger as a family.
Absolutely.
And that's what matters to me, is seeing my people win.
Yeah, yeah. And, bro, that has been such a common thing. When Nate and Andrew were sitting here during that show, we were talking about it, and it was genuine from everybody with Benzie that they love to see themselves win first, because we've got to take care of us so that we fill, yeah, our cup so we can pour into others. And then their team's winning. But what are the cool things that you've seen from customers winning when you help them? Like, how's something like that look?
I mean, people are just appreciating what we're doing, because seemingly, I tell my clients, everybody hates health insurance and nobody understands it. If I can help you hate it a little bit less and understand it a little bit more, is there any reason we can't do business?
Right.
What are they going to say to that? Exactly. So I'm a visual person, and when I show them some scenarios of how these plans pay out, they're like, well, shit. And I'm like, well, shit, exactly. Like, right, well, let's get her done.
Right.
And I have a pretty high retention rate as far as my clients go. And then you got people that are like that, but it's what happens when you sell at such a high volume.
Right.
You know, and I don't want that to sound like I'm tooting my own horn, but you know, I started Valentine's Day of last year. I finished 400,000 short of 1.5 million last year. Our team finished at 4.7. So that's insane. That's insane to think about.
Yeah.
Because Benzie has only been around 2 years.
Right.
Like, this party hasn't even gotten started, brother. People, right, are just showing up. So 5 years from now, like, everybody here is going to have passive income to the point where we could just take a vacation once a month just to do some training or something.
Right.
Not because we need to, but just because want to.
And get around us. Get around again and develop and grow.
It just makes people that much better.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, there's so many things. You're 29, right? Yep. 29. Okay, I said 30 earlier. I apologize, but it's like,
it's all right, I'll forgive you.
Thank you, brother. How? When I was 29 years old, nowhere near where you are right now. That makes me a little jealous of you, if I can be candid. It's like, why didn't I do that sooner? You know, and the reason being is probably because I haven't met you yet.
Well, you know what I always say, flowers bloom at different times, brother. It don't matter where you were then, you're here now.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And if I can be the one that helps you get there, regardless of how old you are or young you are, then who cares?
Right.
You know, because you're here now, and that's what matters. You know, people can say, well, I wish I was where you are, but you don't know the shit that I've been through. You know what I'm saying? Not very many people do. And I'm not going to go around flexing that, because that's neither here nor there. That's in the past. Right. We're here now. That's what matters. And I take a lot of pride in that, because people do look up to me, and sometimes I wonder why. But that's okay, because we're learning. We're learning together every day, and that's the beautiful part about this.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I mean, me and you have known each other for 2 years.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
2 or 3 years. And
All from a phone call where you jumped on and talked about a CRM, and I was like, hey, what's this guy in a shed in Chattanooga doing that I'm not doing?
That's what everybody asks.
And so tell us about the shed. What is the shed like?
So we work from home.
Right.
I was going to rent an office, and they said it was $500 a month. And I said, well, you kiss my ass.
Right.
I'm not going to pay you $500 a month. So started looking at alternative options. We have a small house. We still rent, and we're still a young family. Me and Hannah have been together almost 4 years, and we have almost a 3-year-old.
Right.
So that's a lot of growing up fast.
Yeah.
But we still rent. We're we're at a point now where we're deciding whether to build a house or buy the house.
Okay.
But we only want to do it one time, so it's got to be done right.
Right.
Our house is only 1,500 square feet, so it's tiny. I can't be on the phone with a two-year-old yelling and screaming all the time, you know? So I needed an alternative, and the shed, La Shed de Commission, baby. It is where it is, you know what I'm saying? So we got it on cinder blocks. I built it with my nephew, and so I can move it whenever we move, and I'll just give it to Ivy for her little playhouse. But nice. Yeah, the shed's in the backyard, huge tax write-off, and it's 10 by 8, a little bit smaller than this.
Yeah.
But it's all that I need. Mm-hmm. You know, I just need somewhere where I can separate work from home and home from work. If you work at your kitchen table, well, when you're working, all you're doing is thinking about eating. And when you're eating, all you're thinking about is working.
Right.
You know, you can't shit where you sleep.
Yeah.
So that was very important to me, is to have somewhere where I can do the things that Brian needs to do. Whether I'm working or I'm watching Georgia football on Saturdays, my shed is my safe space.
Right.
And you need to have that when you're self-employed, because if you rent an office somewhere, you know, downtown, wherever you live or whatever, that's cool. But people walking by and everything, only thing I hear is birds chirping and ivy playing in the backyard.
Nice.
So can't beat it. But
I love it. I love it. So if somebody wanted to join Benzy or find out more information, that, you know, You blast all over social media how much money you're making and all this stuff, right? Or no, you don't.
Yeah.
You show the good stuff, man. You're showing the real life.
Right.
Spending time with your daughter.
That's
taking care of your girl.
That's what people want, man.
Yeah.
Like, because you can make, if you do what you're supposed to do, the things that you want to happen will inevitably happen. That's the beauty of being in insurance, especially health insurance, because of the renewals.
Right.
And I'm at a point now where I'm starting to see the back end money, and
yeah,
I didn't even have to go down that road.
Right.
I mean, I can do what pretty much whatever I want at this point. And that is a lot, because I'm a simple man. I'm not trying to, I don't know, buy yachts and shit.
Right.
I just want to be able to. I mean, I love to cook. You probably see it on my social media all the time.
I get hungry every time I look at it.
So, like, that's what I like to do.
Right.
And I can afford the meat, which is expensive, that I want to cook. And that's something simple. But again, I don't need very much. And that's what I love about this, is that Benzy's whole motto is have fun and make money.
Yeah.
And I think I speak for everybody truthfully by saying we're doing both those things to a pretty high degree.
Step into the future with Power Loops, the king of off-grid power, where our proprietary system is changing the game of energy. This isn't just power, it's freedom. The freedom to live, work, and play anywhere. Powered by our innovative technology that taps into the Earth's natural energy. Our system is designed for efficiency, durability, and sustainability, ensuring that you have reliable power 365 days a year without harming the planet. Whether you're traveling in the RV, the remote wilderness, or just opting out of traditional power grids, Power Loops provides the ultimate solution. Join us in leading the charge towards a cleaner, greener, and more empowered world. Power Loops, the king of off-grid energy. Absolutely. And to be here at the Grove Park Omni in Asheville, North Carolina, at the first conference with a small group. And like you said, everybody here, just stick with it, right?
Yeah.
And so what is there... You talked about that tattoo. Is there another tattoo? Is there a story that you want to kind of conclude us with, or what's the next steps for Brian, or how would you want to share something with them? Because you've helped me so much, sir. I'm genuinely thankful for you calling me again to say, hey, bro, are you sure you don't want to do this? And I'm like... I had a bad taste in my mouth of insurance at the moment.
Most of us do.
Right?
Yeah.
And but now we're here. So you've inspired me. You've helped my family. You've helped so many families in your team as a customer. What's something that you would share with us, or what's, I don't know. What would you share with us?
Just can't give up. I know that sounds simple, but like I said, we got three options, right?
Right.
Either you quit, you bitch and complain, or you figure it out. well, I ain't quitting. Sometimes I bitch and complain, but I'm figuring out at the same time, right? So I think that's the biggest thing is that you got to find what you want in life. Your why has to be defined, because when your why is big enough, the what doesn't matter, right? Whether that be your kids, whether that be a hobby, you know, building cars, or I don't know, like fishing, hunting, whatever, like whatever your why is, that has to be defined. And when your why is big enough, whatever it takes to get there ain't going to slow you down as long as you want it bad enough.
So true.
And, you know, Kobe said, I may not be the biggest, strongest, or fastest, but you ain't going to outwork me.
Right.
And I've got that same mentality. I'm not the best salesman. 5 days out of the week, I think I could sell snow to an Eskimo. 2 days out of the week, I couldn't sell a damn thing if I had to, buddy.
Yeah.
But that's the nature of sales, that it's a numbers game.
Right.
And as long as you do what you're supposed to do, it will work out eventually. Benzie's a tried and true system. You buy leads and you call them and you sell insurance. I know that sounds, I've heard that before, but no, seriously. Benzie has the best leads, which is why people come here. Andrew Pryor and Game Time Leads, anybody who's in insurance knows those two names.
Mm-hmm.
When your lead comes in, you've got 10 pieces of information. It's not just, oh, Brian Smith is looking at health insurance. It's like, dude, I know what you're paying, how many people you have in your family, your zip code, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Let me help you.
Right.
So, long-winded answer, kind of got off tangent there, but what I would want to leave with somebody is, no matter how bad it is, it's always going to get better. No matter how good it is, it's always going to get worse.
Yeah.
You got to take emotion out of business. I'm an emotional person. I've almost cried 5 times on here. But I wear my heart on my sleeve, and that's why people want to work with me.
Right.
So if you've been in insurance and you do have a bad taste in your mouth, come join us, buddy, because we all do too.
Yeah.
But we're at a place now where we got a good taste. We got a little taste of the honey, and you want some more.
Exactly.
And that's what's so great about Benzie is that the better you do, the more you make, and then it just builds on itself. It's in a snowball effect. So, yeah, I mean, if you're looking for something better, join Brian's, because we can help you sell insurance at a high level. We've got a great team dynamic. Everybody knows everybody. Everybody loves everybody. And we all got each other's back.
Guys, I've worked with this guy for over a year. I've known him for a couple of years. Everything he says is true. It's that true. It's really.
I gain nothing from bullshitting you.
You're right.
I gain nothing from candy coating it. It is what it is. It ain't what it ain't. But it's more what it is and less what it ain't, if that makes any sense.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And that's what he does. He has a way of saying things, putting it into perspective and leading people.
Yeah.
And I love you for that. And I'm sincere about that, man. I would not. We wouldn't be in here if it wasn't for your phone calls last January. That was a big part of my journey. So sincerely, thank you. Hell, I don't want to get emotional either. So we're going to go ahead and wrap this thing up. But bro, I appreciate your time today. This has been a godsend. I want to see you continue to succeed. And I'm so looking forward to this awards ceremony
that
the Brian Holden special tonight at the Omni is going to be hosted at the, it's going to be awesome.
I'm really excited. They said they were going to make me cry. So, I mean, that's obviously not hard to do. So we'll see what happens. But, and like I said, Benzie's just getting started. Our team is not even a year old. We're still in the infancy stage of this.
Yeah.
And it's just going to continue to grow, bro. I appreciate you. I love you.
Love you, brother.
Let's get it going.
All right. Guys, thanks for watching. Contact one of us if you want to join the Benzie team. We'll talk soon.